I mentioned here at Check's Roadside Acres, so Mark and Shelley Check, and Mark joining us here near the Gilman and Foley area. And Mark, holding a field day, you got 50 strangers walking around your farm today, but it's a great day to kind of share your guys' farm and your guys' story too.
Yeah, I always feel if there's something I can share, and most of all, I learn something every day. I think it's a good deal for both of us.
Mark, talk about your farm. I guess, first of all, when did you start dairy farming? Was it kind of a transition with you and your father? And is this the home farm?
Yes, this is the home farm. Started farming in 1954. When I got out of high school, I really didn't want nothing to do with farming. I went for diesel mechanics, worked for John Deere for 8 years, had a good time. Still like kind of the farm or the iron part of it. And I slowly worked my way back home and thought it was a good place to raise kids, and here we are.
Here we are, and you talk about, and I caught the second half when you were describing the farm. Just give us a general overview and the cows you milk, the acres you run here at the home farm.
My dad started with 7 cows in about 1954, about. Right now we're milking 470 and farming just under 5,000 acres.
I'm scratching my head on the inside. That's a lot of work. And you talked about this morning, you got a pretty good team surrounding you as well to kind of make it all go, right, Mark?
Yeah, I do. I got a really good team. We seem to delegate. We put everybody where they fit best, and that makes everybody happy. And we all seem to sit down and eat lunch together and plan our days. And it's been working. It is challenging, but it's been working.
Mark, when you look at your facilities, was your growth kind of done incrementally, or did you build everything at one time, or kind of piece by piece? How did you guys approach it?
No, I just had some people in the barn. We still use our old original 30-stall barn. We took out the hay barn floor and put in freestalls, and then we converted an old existing machine shed to a freestall barn. It's all been added on piece by piece. I don't think we bought an animal in the last 20 years. We just kind of growing internally, little bit at a time, hoping to keep doing this.
I know Jim Sulfur brought up the question earlier this morning to you, Mark. He says, how do you make things kind of roll along? As we all kind of know, since 2013-ish, things have been a tough roll, but you said you do what you can do just to kind of keep things flowing year to year. You may extend the life of some machinery. You kind of try and make some cuts or savings in certain areas that you can.
Yeah, I was a mechanic, so I'm pretty mechanical. I spend most of my time in the shop. We fix a lot of stuff. We do 95% of our own repair work, but it has been a challenge. We had to take some really good employees and hire extra employees so we could hold back the overtime hours. I need to somehow get better at marketing, whether I'm going to have to hire somebody. And we do a lot of that. It's just that's going to be the key, is to surround yourself with marketing people, the banker people. Everybody's got to be involved. It's got to be a team effort to keep these farms going.
You mentioned that aspect, Mark. That's a full-time job in itself, just to stay on the surface of the latest and what's going on.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not very good in the office. I always felt if I do the job right out here, then numbers will kind of work out. But you and I know now banks and everybody requires more documentation and I never thought, I've been on co-op boards for years, I never thought I'd ever have to budget on my farm, but now I got a budget, I got to have predictions, and it's kind of interesting, but it's been educational.
Mark Check joining us here on Noontime News. We have some news coming up here at 12:30. Talking about your family, I know you mentioned your daughters earlier this morning. For a time around the farm, and now they're still in agriculture, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both in agriculture. My oldest daughter was with me for 7 years, and she chose to go work for Leadstone and Melrose with the robotic milking, working with software and helping farmers transition to that. My other daughter was AgStar, and now it's Compeer. So they both understand agriculture and what's going on, and I'm hoping to prove them in the future that maybe it's still something they want to come back to. I can't see my farm going away. Maybe we'll have to transition it to employees, and maybe my daughters are owned 51% down the road. I'm pretty sure we're going to do what we have to stay here.
You talk about your farm too, and finally, you mentioned too, you have another project going on. You're working on it. Is it expanding your pits or doing that right now, Mark?
Yeah, we've kind of outgrown our existing manure storage. We know environmentally to be friendly, we should be injecting our manure in the ground. That's our future plans. We want to get to have like 1 year storage so we can handle rainfall events, and all the manure would be hose dragged right into the ground, so it's out of the view of the public eye. It's the most environmental friendly way of handling it and applying it. And all with the new technologies, as we're injecting it, we can put different pounds per acre as we go across the field.
Mark, I can tell no matter what the topic is, bottom line, I can tell you still enjoy farming.
Yes, I do. Good or bad, but yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I sure appreciate your time. Thanks for inviting us out to your farm today, okay? All right. You bet. Mark Check joining us here on CHASM Radio.